Hi, I'm back. It's Marcy Newman, and this, of course, is HeartShift Radio. You're listening to podcast number 9, season 2. Season 2, Seasons of Love. And today we're going to be talking about your roving reporter asks, why this? Why now? Have you ever wondered about the synchronicities of the universe and have asked yourself, what the freak is this all about? Why this? Why now? I know I have. I've driven myself crazy sometimes with this whole sequential line of thinking. And in truth, I did it more than once, okay? But in fact, often, more than finding answers, I would feel myself getting tossed around like a little dinghy on a very stormy ocean. And, you know, I remember one day in particular, I was sitting at the breakfast table with my newspaper and my coffee, taking all of the shock and the pain and the terror in the world internally, and feeling like we were all doomed, like we were hopeless little ants who can't seem to get anything right, and certainly can't seem to get out of our own way. And during this time, mind you, I was very much involved in a spiritual community. And so I did have some amount of awareness and what this was doing to me. I was aware of how I was feeling. What I didn't realize, though, at the time, was the severity of the price that I was paying by continuing this habitual practice of reading the newspaper every single morning. I didn't realize how it robbed me of so much. I didn't realize that it robbed me completely of my peace. And it did a really damn good job, I have to say. I would take whatever I read with me wherever I went. It would often, in fact, be the lead-in to conversations, the repetition of the atrocities like my ticket to peer acceptance and group play gave me admission to the playground. And I could be guaranteed, of course, an invitation to join in the conversation, as I was especially good at critical analysis and identifying the parts of human nature that were called forward as we discussed all of these current events. And I also carried these themes with me as I fine-tuned my general perspectives as well, sometimes to justify a belief or a behavior, sometimes to justify a reason to judge somebody or to reject them or withhold my love. What I didn't realize, though, was how I carried them with me in my heart. And the price that I paid was a constant sense of disconnect to that one aspect of me that was based in truth. Then one day, I noticed that as I was reading the paper, my heart was racing a bit. And I could really feel this rising anxiety as I was reading it. And I was aware that I was feeling this deep sense of despair one minute and then anger the next. And all of a sudden, I got this shooting pain in my temple, and it jolted me sort of upright. And then it subsided and it became more of this subtle throb. So I started to read again. And suddenly I got a sharp pain, like a stab in my neck and my shoulder, in the very same way. And I thought, whoa, what is going on here? So I started to play a little game with myself. I would stop reading, check in and see how I felt. Then I would start reading and see what happened. I would stop reading, start reading, stop reading, start reading. Crazy, right? Not. I could actually feel my body reacting to whatever it was I was reading. In that moment, I put that newspaper down. I folded it up tightly. And I threw it in the garbage. Then I picked up the phone and I canceled my subscription. I know it sounds crazy, but that was, oh my gosh, at least 20 years ago. I'm certain it's even more. And I haven't read one newspaper since. I also don't listen to the news or read magazines that are filled with propaganda or trash and sensationalizing people's lives or misery or their suffering. All right, I do have a confession. Sometimes I flip through one as I'm getting my pedicure. But mostly I'm looking at the pictures. But anyway, how do I live? People want to know. My response is just like you. And as amazing as it sounds, everything that I need to know somehow makes its way to me. And it will for you too. It's a wonderful phenomenon, but once you start to regulate what you are exposing yourself to, your inner guidance has a chance to make its way into your consciousness. And bingo, you suddenly are getting what you need rather than what someone else wants you to need. So anyway, even when it's disturbing news that does make its way in, I'm very aware of my emotional reaction to it. And I try to just stay separate from it rather than taking it in. Then, rather than being swept away like that little dinghy on the stormy ocean, my first response can be something like, how can I see this as a call for love? And then, how can I answer this call? It's kind of like using reverse psychology on myself. Funny, right? But I allow myself to be baited sometimes, and then I rise to the occasion with a specific intention to heart shift the energy of it. And it is amazing how this works, how effectively I can be more present, but also how much more efficient that I can be as a responsible agent of healing. So rather than perpetuating this dense energy, I'm perpetuating light. Many years ago, I used to be part of a kitchen table spiritual group at the home of my dear friend, Barbara Hendrickson Heinz on Long Island. And I do want to invite you to listen to her podcast from last year, 2017, where she talked about gratitude and how it has shifted her entire life. And I'm very grateful for her. We had a wonderful round table discussion every single week. But anyway, one of our soul sisters was a beautiful and kind, loving woman. Her name was Gladys. And Gladys was a bit older than we, probably in her 70s, but she was full of wisdom and this feistiness that would send us roaring with laughter, sometimes crying, but always smiling out the door each week with some real gem to think about. And one of them was how she would transcend it all energetically by using the newspaper as an opportunity to exercise her spiritual ability to hold her vibration of love. She just had this incredible, amazing awareness that spoke volumes in terms of her ability to spread light and her own very unique brand of love. But either way, the bottom line is, you have a choice about the energy that you allow into your field, which energy you feed, and which you show to the door. And you might be saying, yeah, right, sure, Marcy. I could never do this. If I don't know what's going on, people will think I'm ignorant or have my head in the sand. I know, I've heard it all before. But I want you to know that you can. You just need to accept the fact that you're in charge. You really are. Are you in charge of everything that happens in this world? Do you have the power to change it? No and no. Oh, sometimes maybe yes. But okay, you still own your own personal power to make a choice. You know, I once met this guy at a conference, and I started to make small talk with him. He was from Florida, and I had just heard that they had experienced this huge storm. And so I started to ask him about it, when all of a sudden, he interrupted me in mid-sentence, held up his hand as if to shush me, and said very clearly, very succinctly, I no longer speak about anything that I have no control over. Well, okay. Needless to say, I was a bit taken back, but I kind of got where he was coming from, and I have to admit, I was more than a bit intrigued. So I could have been irritated. I could have actually been off-put. But I decided to inquire a bit more, and so I simply said to him, tell me more about that. And he did. And we ended up having this, excuse me, wonderful, lengthy conversation that was filled with lots of food for thought. And I thought to myself, how fantastic to have just had this conversation. Excuse me. Was his stance extreme? Yep. Perhaps. But what it did was to strengthen those muscles that are needed for utilizing his free will and making certain that his every choice served his highest good. So the moral of the story, pay attention to what steals your peace and whatever sabotages your knowingness that what's most important for your universe is you feeling good. And remember, you do have the power to choose the energy that comes into your field and what gets to stay. And that power never ever leaves you. So pay attention to what you're feeding. And trust me, that can be scarier than anything you might read in the newspaper. Because this is a full-time job for a roving reporter. So I invite you in the days to come to just start paying attention to how things feel to you. Leave your comments. Let us all know what's happening and what you've discovered about you and how powerful your choice is. So, of course, I'm sending you many hugs and heart shifts, and I look forward to being with you again next time. And we just have so much to share, don't we?